Cynthia, meet Laurel. Laurel, meet Cynthia.
This is so fun.
Nice to meet you.
I love that you were laughing in the background. I feel like we need
I was laughing those in the background.
Videos. We need a laugh track. How do we get a laugh track?
I could be your laugh track.
Welcome back to the Don't Mom Alone podcast. I'm your host, Heather McFadden, and this is the place where I get to walk alongside you and connect you with people and resources so you know that you don't mom alone. And in this episode, number 445, it is one of our special sidetracked episodes with my co-host, Cynthia Yanoff. She is the host of the Mesmerize podcast. Today, we're getting sidetracked by the new year. We are going to process 2023, a little bit of Christmas, and get a little framework of what areas we need to cultivate for 2024. And we have a special guest joining us for the end of the episode, my friend Laurel Denise, or Lolly, as you heard her in my last episode. And do not miss, like Lolly, you could join Cynthia and I on a future episode of Sidetracked. You can enter to win. We have the details we talk about in this episode. There's also a link in the show notes, so don't miss it. A chance to be a special guest on our show. All right, let's get right to it. Here we go.
Said no one ever. What's going on?
Well, I didn't have to set up two mics and tell Charlie not to jump on you. It just a little, I mean, we haven't done this that long to have too much of a habit, but habits do matter. And normally we're sitting across from each other.
We're remote today. And it's not, you guys, we're remote. It's a long, well, we'll get to that later, but it's not simply because I'm upset that you didn't invite me to the party thing you went to last night, but you put it on social. Here's and I know you didn't host it
wasn't mine.
But I was real bent out.
Yeah, well.
I was real bent about it.
You could have come. Just show up. I'm all about crashing a card addressing party.
Well, you like told a wedding. Me, maybe. Don't crash weddings for the love. It's like you told me that you knew, or we talked about my favorite thanks party I have every year at Christmas. And you're like, well, I'd like to go. And I invited you.
You did.
You're on the list.
I know.
Yeah.
And I am probably spending more time thinking about what I'm going to bring to that than what I'm going to give my own children for
Christmas. It does feel judgmental. Have y'all been to one of those, everyone listening, one of those favorite thanks parties? Like now mine, I've done it so many years. No offense, Heather. I'm glad to have you join in. I've done it so many years that it's like nobody wants a gift card and nobody wants a candle and nobody wants food.
Okay. These are good for me to know because I was like, maybe I just go with a candle. Okay. So I need some tips here, apparently.
And so like if that's your favorite thing, one of those three things, then we don't want your favorite thing. Okay. No. And so it's like that. It's like the random hack for your eyebrows the like, you know, kitchen tool, like all
or
the stuff.
What I sent you, pressure. The Bob Ross cross-stitch kit. That would yes. be a big hit, right?
Right. No. Not. That's a one. That's you made it 1 year on the list. But listen.
Oh, there are cuts based on the gift you bring?
I'm going to be honest. There's been cuts and it's not gift related, but it just got out of hand for a while. Okay. And then I took a year off and then I re-upped the thing. Hey, you guys, though, we are taping. We're going to be completely honest. We're taping this in December.
Yeah.
Why, Heather?
Because I'm going to be in Mexico for a full week. Jealous. Mm-hmm. And I won't be. Yeah. I'm going to be so tan and gorgeous after that, or red and burnt, actually. But
I don't feel like you get tan. I mean, I don't want to be in your business about that.
I know, I have
that,
skin cancer survivor, remember? So.
Oh, yeah, me too, on my head. Yeah. Okay, so you're going to Mexico and all of Christmas and all the things. So we decided we had to record it early.
And we have a fun surprise for this episode. So that was a little bit of the remote option too, which we'll get to in a minute. But I think we need to do a couple updates though, even though we're going to have more updates after Christmas, I'm sure.
For sure.
We do have an update on something we've talked about in the past, and I feel like we need a moment of silence for. Do you want to share the news? I feel like it's not my news to tell. Is that?
Yeah, I think we need an update, everyone. And I mean, I'm not saying we play taps right now for the moment of silence, but I think we probably, like, if we were high tech enough, we'd play some somber music. The cherry bomb exhaust. It's gone, Heather. She gone. And I mean, she gone, like, my son had a wreck. Everyone, let me preface this and say he's fine. I feel like this took a really dark turn. He's fine.
We're like but laughing and you're like, and he got in a wreck. No, the car is the injured the car, party.
Y'all, the car's gone, totaled. And it's a sad situation because I asked my son, did you startle someone with that exhaust and this caused the wreck? Were you coming up too hot and you scared said person and that caused a wreck? But no, it's gone. The car was totaled. And if anyone, if you have a driving teenage son, anyone, Heather and I, we want you to know we see you. Mm-hmm. We feel you. Yeah. All of the things. And so
I have two. So I feel you doubly.
Oh. Oh, and so, yeah, he totaled it, but it was not his fault. And this has been the kind of not funny, but kind of none of it's funny. But yes, he had a wreck. Someone didn't yield, pulled in front of him. It was raining. He couldn't stop. He drove a big truck with a real loud exhaust, cherry bomb. And so the police and everybody came and there was several cars involved. And anyway, everyone's fine. Praise the Lord, including my son. And the police told my husband at the scene, he's like, you know, he's not, you know, your son didn't do anything wrong, la, la, la. Now, listen, if you have a 16-year-old son, though, can we just talk about something? There's a difference between being legally not culpable versus just, we all know our kids, right? And so my son, precious, he's like, hey, I mean, I shouldn't be penalized since we're looking for a new car and doing all these things. Like, it's not my fault. I did nothing wrong. And so we've been explaining to him a general life lesson. Just because you're not legally wrong with something doesn't mean that you might not need to grow from an experience. There might not be opportunities to do things differently next time. We talk about intersections and how we always slow down in intersections when it's raining, especially. We talk through all these things. And I'm just telling you, the concrete black and white mind of a teenager, I was like, no, man, this is, I almost wish it
this is
was
what
his
David
fault.
Thomas would say is that boys shift from blame to shame.
Okay.
So either it's mm-hmm. totally not my fault. That was them, da 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 da, or mm-hmm. I'm the worst. I can't ever, da 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 da. Like, they can't be in this middle ground of owning their part of the problem and taking responsibility of their part. Like, yeah, you're right, man, mom, I could have gone slower and been more aware of, anyway, my surroundings.
Yeah. So that, well, I know. So anyway, that's where we are. Yeah. And when your parents are both lawyers, you get a lot of speeches about culpability and liability and legal terms. Like, he's really, he's probably like, man, what I wouldn't give to have that cherry bomb back. But let me just add one other note. So we're in the process of driving, trying to get him a new car because, like, I don't have time to drive this child around all day. So we're trying
to do that. Well, you're already down to, like, I remember you drove the cherry bomb here because you couldn't drive the Jeep with the top off. I mean, this is a whole situation.
This is, nobody cares. It's my first world problem, but yes. So I went to go drive a new one for my son. And, you know, we told him, like, we're not buying a new one for you for a month, 6 weeks, because you know what? I think we could all spend some time without a car. And I bet we appreciate and think things through a little bit, even though it's not legally our fault. We can all grow. Yeah. So that didn't go over well. And so I decided, though, there's one that came up that he really liked. I'm like, I'm just going to go drive it and surprise him. And so I did. And, you know, like, if it works, I'll surprise him. But we told him, you're not getting a car until after Christmas. Okay. And so I went to drive it, you guys, no lie. So I drive across Dallas to this little dealership, and there's picture me. And they think Brett's coming because they'd been communicating with him. And so the guy walks out and it's this lifted Ford truck, right? Okay. Like, with the black out tires, you know, like, high mileage, everyone. Calm down. We're not, like, going crazy over here. But, and the guy walks out. He's like, oh, Brett, you're not what I was expecting. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm actually Cynthia. So he's like, I'm like, hey, I'm driving it for my son. So we get in the car, you guys. I start that car. The cherry bomb has got nothing on this one. I mean, it was like, whoo, like the loudest. And he and I both die laughing. He's like, this is awful. And I go, oh, my gosh, this is like
a dream.
A teenage boy's dream. This is a dream. It's already there. It's already put in. So,
and are you going to put a red bow on it?
I don't know. They charge for those bows. I mean, those are expensive ones. You
could probably make one. I could crochet you one or something.
Hey, babe, we got you a new truck.
Few months to...
And my friend Heather crocheted a bow.
For... Cindy and I are about to talk about what areas of our life we want to cultivate in 2024. And often, most years, these three keep coming up in my life. One is health. Two is financial stewardship. And three is connecting as a family. And one of our sponsors of the podcast helps me do all three. And I hope you've checked them out. If not, let me introduce you to HelloFresh. One, HelloFresh, I know I'm getting farm fresh ingredients for my boys and seasonal recipes that gives a little variety, saving me time, which is good for my mental health, because I'm not having to create this meal plan. I know what's for dinner. It's in my fridge. I've already got it figured out. It comes right to my door, so I'm not wasting a lot of time or money. Because honestly, if I don't know what's for dinner, sometimes if we're coming from basketball or headed to another practice, we're grabbing fast food on the way, and that ends up being pretty expensive for a family of six. Also, speaking of getting dinner on the table quickly, they have quick and easy meals that have 15-minute recipes, so that minimizes that stress, but still gets me to that habit and goal of getting everyone around the table. Also, this is really exciting. HelloFresh is offering all subscribers free breakfast for life. Okay, so not just are you solving the dinner time issue, but breakfast can often be a challenge. Well, you get one free breakfast item with every HelloFresh delivery. So that's pretty exciting. I love their recipe cards because I can show them to my boys when they ask me what's for dinner. And it's like a picture, this beautiful picture of the finished product. Also, my pediatrician wants them to help me cook so that they eat more vegetables. Yeah. Well, HelloFresh helps me do just that because it has all of the steps on that recipe card, so I can just point to a step and invite them to join me. Now, if you have a one-year-old, I realize that's a little more challenging, but for my age of boys, this has been a great solve for us. So go to HelloFresh.com/DMAfree. Use that code DMAfree for free breakfast for life, y'all. One breakfast item per box while your subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/DMAfree. Use that code DMAfree. Oh my gosh.
That's where we are.
That's where we
are. Okay,
well, but I think it's a good analogy, this whole reflection on our failings.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't our fault, even if circumstances were hard this past year, 2023, I know I've had years where just like accidents are happening or circumstances are diagnoses pop up, and someone listening could be had one of those years. Or you're what's going to happen? I mean, if you're a doomsday thinker, future thinker, like you're waiting for the shoe to drop in 2024 because nothing bad happened in 2023. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But either way, it's like there are things in our control and there's so much out of our control. So Brett could not control that it was raining. He could not control the person that didn't yield. But like we said, there's parts of his culpability, liability. So we have to think about, like, as we're heading into 2024, what were some things in our control that we maybe didn't manage well or steward well? That word I used in my book, Right Where You Belong.
Oh, you wrote a book.
I did. It's called Right Where You Belong. You can get it on Amazon and all the places. You've been given a space. Are you stewarding it? How are you using your time, gift, talents, and physical things? And that's your part, you know?
Yeah.
That's your part.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we could talk about that a little bit. You have any thoughts on that?
Well, let's talk about that because we're going into a new year.
Yeah.
And so I think you and I, we've talked about this a little before. I'm not huge into resolutions,
yeah,
right?
I know you, most. Are you a word of the year person?
I do like a word of the year. I really like a verse of the year.
Oh, gosh. Are you going to pray about it too?
Maybe, I don't know. If I have time, I'm so busy. Can't
find time to pray about my scripture for the year.
I'm just going to have to. Hey, will you crochet me or can you cross stitch my scripture?
Consider the wildflowers. That's it. I'm already working on it. Consider the wildflowers. That's your verse of the year.
Great. I do like reflection. But you know what? One time we did, I got together with some girls. It was super fun. And we did now I can't think of the name. Tracy, what's the name of this thing? I did it with our friend Tracy. Tracy, what's it called? But we did a vision board.
Oh,
that's what we called it.
Vision boarding, yes.
But you know what I'm talking about, like for the next year. Yeah. And we just cut out magazine. We got like a canvas and cut out little magazine things and like whatever's a scripture. And we just like put all the things that like we wanted to believe and pray for it in our lives for the next year and whatever. And the year we did it, this is how long it was. Like, I put on their adoption. I had a thing on foster care. And we did do foster care that year. And then, you know, then there were shallow things too. But anyway, I just like the idea. I'm not so much into resolution, but I do like this evaluating either where I want to go or where I've been or a little hint of both. And it sounds like you've got a little program, a little something that helps us do that.
I have in years past, I've prayed about words of the year. I don't think I had one this year because I was just tired.
Maybe that was it.
The word.
Yours was
tap back. I do think maybe if going into this next year, it feels like we're making a lot of big decisions. So maybe something about discernment and wisdom. I don't know. I don't feel like that's real helpful. That's not a real helpful word, but I do feel like I'm going to need a lot of discernment going into this next year. The vision. Don't manifest stuff though. You're not manifesting things. That's like, you're going to get a bunch of hateful DMs with your vision board. You're not.
What are we talking about? Manifesting? What's going on?
That's what some people call it when they're like, I don't know. I was doing a paint by number of an Italy poster and I said I was manifesting. I wanted to go to Italy and someone got all on top of me like I was doing witchcraft or something. They literally said, when did you get into witchcraft? And I was like, what?
What?
Yeah. So don't do that.
Listen,
we're not manifesting people with these vision boards or these words of the year or these resolutions, right?
It's not sorcery, for heaven's sakes. It's like an old newspaper and some glue. I've never sounded older.
Who gets a newspaper? Sorry, that was morning news.
They still make those.
They do.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Tell us the categories. Okay, tell us what we need to be thinking about.
And I mentioned this in our December getting sidetracked with the holidays. It's the Cultivate What Matters power sheets. It can be a calendar. I don't use it for the calendar. I use it for all the evaluating. And there's 8 areas that you can look at, like your current state of these areas, and rate them 1 to 10. And I might have shared this in a podcast before. It's very hard to remember where I say what. But you're so popular. I'm just saying we're talking too much is really what that I'm saying. So it's like you look and you evaluate, and then it becomes real clear when you're rating something a 4. Oh, that's an area I might need to spend some time and attention. So I'm going to say the 8 areas, and I can go slow. Okay.
Okay.
Community. Don't mom alone.
Wait, so should we rank them? Like, we don't have to give explanation, but like, we'll rank them as you read them.
I don't think I could do that.
That's too personal?
No, I just don't think, I need to sit with it and think about it. You can think that
fast. Don't manifest. Just throw it out there. And that doesn't mean no one's going to like check your answers. Community. I'm giving it I'm a 9.
Yeah, I mean, I gave myself an 8 last year. I definitely think I'm in the 9. I'm putting a lot of energy there. Family.
I'm going to give that an 8.
Oh, wow. You know what? You're going to be a 3. You're going to win on all of these.
No, I'm getting ready to throw down. Okay. You wait. Keep going.
Family's better. Last year, I gave myself a 4, and it was an area that I wanted to work on, and I feel like I have. And so I'm probably closer to a 7 now. 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Finances.
Do I have to go first each time?
No, I can go. I ranked myself a 5 last year, and I would still say we're 5 or 6. I don't feel like I still have that under control. No. And I think everybody, like, this has just been a hard year financially, and I have 4 boys to feed. So please send your money to my, what is it called when people, GoFundMe. Feed Heather's boys.
Right? I'm going to put a 4 on that. Yeah. For us. And I say that just because neither one, Mike and I, are financially minded, really. Mm. That's why we're lawyers, because we're not good at math and other things. Mm-hmm. And so not like, you know, not that anybody cares, but it's not that we're in debt and all that stuff, but it's more of just like really like budgeting and all that we're not so good at. And so.
No, yeah. I get that.
Okay.
I get that. Fun and recreation. I gave myself a 7 because I really love a good show and quilting and painting. So I think this year again, I think I'm like 7, 8. I think I've really leaned into it this fall. I tell people it's my hidden season. I'm just kind of like saying no to all the things and just staying home
and having fun. Mm-hmm. Well, and us doing this, I'm gonna give myself a 6 because I've had a kind of busy achieving year. And so some of the fun has dropped out, but I am proud of us. Like even this was born out of this is fun.
This is fun.
And I mean, it may not be for y'all listening. For all I know, no one's listening but our moms. Yeah. But we did go for us. This is something that was fun in the context of what we do and meaningful apparently to people. And so here we go. Go us. So, but I'm going to land on six. I think I was a little short this year on that.
Health and wellness. Hmm. So I know last year I gave myself a 4 because I started off the year like probably my worst non-pregnant version of my body ever. And I was really mad at myself. And it was when right when I had to – I went on the Candace Cameron Bure podcast. So I had to be videoed. Mm-hmm. And I just was feeling real self-conscious and just not feeling like myself. You know what I mean? Like who cares what the number on the scale is? It's just like I didn't feel good.
Totally.
And so that was not my best. But I feel like I've put some time and energy into that. And I think I'm more like 7, 8. No.
No, that's really good. Yeah. That's really good. I'm going to go 3-ish in that. Yeah. Like just not doing the things this last year. Again, busy.
It's like crazy. When all the time is filled with family, work, fun, community. It's like making time for all 8 of these areas is really hard. That's why it's like recognizing, okay, what does need my attention? You know what I mean? Because you only get so many hours in a day. Okay, home and spaces. And I think they do home and spaces for people like who don't have a home, but they have a space that they live. So it's like for us, we have homes.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Like I have one. Do I get a 10? Or does that,
no,
what does
like, that mean? I rated mine a 4 last year because I was struggling with where I lived and I was struggling with like because I'd been writing books the last couple of years, I just haven't been decluttering and like haven't been making it my home. I haven't put time and energy into that. So.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you give this year? Did you already say?
I haven't said. I think I'm more like a 6. I'm doing better. But I still have room to grow. Okay. And I did host. I hosted some parties. That was one of my goals. And I'd have hosted. I hosted a big party for my book launch and for Bruce's birthday this year. Yay me. And have hosted a couple different dinners. I hosted a Taco Tuesday that I mentioned was a goal. So. Mm-hmm. Only done one so far, but that's okay.
Hey guys, y'all listening, don't worry, I wasn't invited either. It's fine. She should go ahead talking about that. It's cool. It's cool.
It was okay for our high school minister and the other like small group leaders for my boys at church.
I like small group leaders. I like high school ministers. Okay, I'm gonna give off. Oh, is that creepy?
It's a little creepy.
Don't let that be intro.
Yeah, that's the intro for sure.
No, be the intro. I like high school ministers. Creeper.
Okay. Okay. What's your number?
On home spaces, I give a 7. I really like a clean, organized home, and I love to entertain. So we have people in a lot in all of that. So I'd say pretty.
You're nailing that one. That one's pretty high.
7 or 8. Yeah. I'm going to give that a pretty.
You're not needing help there. Spiritual, personal growth. What do you got?
I'm going, and everyone calm down. I'm going 9 on this. And I'm going to say why, not because it was anything I wanted this last year, but my goodness, you know this, we've talked about this a little here. Nobody has been, well, let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
I was going to say nobody's been through spiritual warfare. Like I feel like we've been through, but there's plenty of you are listening. You're like, calm down, lady. Yeah. We've been through a lot, but I feel like the last 4 months, like I have had to lean in hard into my relationship with the Lord because everything has been really hard. And you've said a lot of that's because
life
probably
is messy and you had to learn that God is good. Who did that?
Like learn. Yeah. Who wrote that book? Yeah. My next one I told you is going to be on prosperity, but no, I'm kidding. But I would say that it's been higher this year because I've really been forced to really lean into when the rubber meets the road, do I really believe what I speak and what I write, what I say? And so just really dependency. So it's been a hard, hard fall for us. But so I say, I'm going to give myself a little credit on that.
I think, and you pray over people's Christmas cards and you pray about your worst of the year. So you're winning.
I mean, I didn't do the shepherd follows the star.
Shepherd on a search. So last year I gave myself a 6. I think I'm still at a 6. I think when you've experienced deep spiritual intimacy, whether it's through a hard season or just a time when you had a lot of space to, I think that you know where a 10 is. And so it's like, I know I'm short of where I've experienced intimacy with God. But, I definitely think that it's a priority for me. And I know that God sees that as far as like my desire. And I do think So one of my friends, she's big into thinking of your consolations and your desolations.
I'm not sure I know what either word means.
Yes. So consolations being where you felt closer to God, like in your week. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be a super spiritual thing. It could be, I don't know. You realized you really like washing dishes and you felt close to God washing dishes. That's your consolation. I don't know.
Okay.
And desolation is what's soul sucking. And maybe for another person, washing the dishes was soul sucking. Like, it's personal. Where do you feel close to God? Where do you not feel close to God? And I was doing inner healing prayer and I was like, this is my consolation. This is where I feel close to God. And so I do think I want to lean in more to making myself available to that in the coming 2024. I want to spend more time on the spiritual side, not just my own personal growth, but spending time with people doing inner healing prayer. Anyway.
Do you think anybody's listening and they're like, actually sidetracked is my desolation? Like, did we just lose listeners?
They're like off. Then they're not even listening. You're not my people. Yes. So consolation, desolation. And then the last area is work and learning.
Okay. I'm going to give myself a pretty high because I started a new podcast and I'm learning how to launch a book and I'm having to learn and work. So I'm giving myself, I don't know how efficient I am, but I'm giving it what I've got. And I'm going to pat myself on the back for giving it all. Even if I'm not that efficient, I'm doing the best I can. So I'm going to give myself a little higher there.
Okay.
7, 6, 7, 8.
You are good at working. And I gave myself a high number because I think years ago in one of these books, I wrote that a goal would be to write a book proposal. Like, that felt like a high goal. Mm-hmm. And then a goal was actually finishing the book. To me, when publishers would ask me, what are your goals for this book? I was like, to finish it. That feels real lofty.
Right.
And so to come into 2023 and launch a second book felt like, wow. Okay. And I feel real good about 2024 being a year of pause. Feel real good about that.
Yes.
Real good about that. And I do feel like even though we celebrated 10 years of Don't Mom Alone in 2023.
We did.
This has given me new life, you know? Like this whole
Don't
side.
Mom Alone?
No, the sidetrack.
Oh.
I think it's like that would be a high number for me as far as work.
Me too. Like we did. We've had fun. So
yeah. Okay, back to cultivating the area of your financial life. I want to make sure if you have a family like I do, then you need to get term life insurance to protect them. It is one of the smartest financial decisions you can make, and this start of a new year is a perfect time. I know holidays are busy, life is full. We always put things like this to the bottom of the list, but I just want to help you by introducing you to this and let you know that Fabric by Gerber Life was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. Fabric has flexible policies that are going to fit your family and your budget with quality policies like $1 million in coverage for less than $1 a day. And it's all online and on your schedule. No appointment scheduling, piles of paperwork. You just apply when it's convenient for you. You could go from start to covered in less than 10 minutes with no health exam required, and there's no risk to apply. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can cancel at any time. Fabric has partnered with Gerber Life, which has been trusted by millions of families like yours for over 50 years. They're also more than just life insurance. It's a one-stop shop. You can get free digital wills, investment accounts that will save for your kids' future. You can manage your family's finances right from your phone. So join thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/DMA. That's meetfabric.com/DMA. And I'm not talking about the animal product, y'all. It's M-E-E-T, fabric.com/DMA. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
Okay. Can I hard switch this real quick on one thing?
Totally.
Can I say something talking books and work and all that?
Totally.
Okay, you guys. Heather and I have something fun coming your way.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not. We're getting ready to find out if you think this is fun
That's
or not.
That's hilarious.
But you know, my book's coming out February 6th.
Yeah, I do.
Life is messy. God is good, right? And so we're going to talk about that a little more next month and have some fun with that. But Heather and I thought it'd be fun. would anybody want to be sidetracked with us? And so we decided we're going to do like a little, let's not call it a sweepstakes. What do we call it, Heather? We call it a little like fun giveaway.
I think you can enter to win.
Enter to win, everyone. Enter to win. If you pre-order Life is Messy, God is Good and fill out a form, guess what? We are going to put you in a drawing to be on Sidetracked with us. And if you live in Dallas, like, come on over, do it with us. And if you don't live in Dallas, then we're going to zoom you in. It's actually called something else. We're going to zoom you in and you can talk, you can not talk. You can help us do content.
You can bring a question.
And so this real quick, this person emailed me. Yes, I told you this, a husband from Illinois and said, hey, I would love, my wife loves what y'all do or what you do and your other podcasts and stuff with Heather. And like for Christmas, like the best gift I could give her is like a Zoom with you for a few minutes. Well, that was such a sweet husband to send that. And I sent it to my kids. I'm like, listen, you guys, do you know that some people actually, that's what they would want for Christmas is a few minutes with me. And all my kids were like, huh, who dis? Like, right? Like nobody, it was lost on them. So you guys, don't let it be a who dis when Heather and I throw this out there. What we
take
are asking,
advantage of this amazing.
Take advantage. Goodies. We're so fun.
I think sometimes too with giveaways, people are like, I never win. Whenever I pick a winner, they're like, mm-hmm. I never win a giveaway. I'm like, you could, if there are five people who enter, you have a 1 in 5 chance.
And there may only be 5 people that want to do this with us. But so how do you do it, Heather? You click on
okay, we're
going to
put
a link
in the show notes that's for a Google form. You're going to put in your name. You're going to put in your order number. You're going to put in your email so we can contact you. And we will coordinate a time for you to record with us. And it's going to be amazing.
And if you're local, then we're going to like say, come on over.
Yes.
And if you're not local, we're going to figure it out. So
yes,
everyone,
come on over.
Pre-order book. That would mean so much. You're going to love it. We're going to talk about it next month. Or I hope you're going to love it. But you're really going to love time on Sidetrack. So there you go.
We have
all
something
right.
fun.
Tell me.
So I don't know about you. Are you someone like, I know that you're really good at working.
Will you stop saying that?
You're really good at working.
Hey, thanks.
And I feel like you're good at organizing and I am not. Mm-hmm. And I,
okay.
Are you someone who keeps a paper calendar or a digital calendar?
Yes. That's the problem. I keep both and it's stupid as can be, everyone, because I have my paper calendar sitting here and I write half of it there and half's on my phone, mm-hmm. right? And then like I'm at lunch literally 2 days ago and someone said, hey, can you do this on December 7th? And I'm like, well, according to my phone, I can, but I can't commit because I've got this paper calendar at home, but I have to have it in two places. I'm visually challenged when it comes to trying to see it on my iPhone. That doesn't work
yes,
for me.
I know that.
What about you? How are you doing this?
I do the digital because my husband's very into the calendar with his work situation. You know, he travels every week at least once. And so we share a calendar. You know, we do a lot of calendar invites. That's how our marriage stays strong is like if he has something, he puts it on the calendar. He invites me. I have to accept it. He's like, did you see my calendar invite? Is often a conversation point.
I wonder how personal that gets.
It's
I don't
real
want you
personal.
To answer that.
Uh-huh, it's real personal. Hmm. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's just I'll be in Austin or not. Or like and sometimes I have to put on the calendar like Heather dinner with so-and-so. No Bruce. Like you're not invited, but I want you to know that this is happening.
Oh, that's what should have happened for that thing you went to the other night that you put on social that I didn't get invited to.
I guess
you should have calendar invited me and
to
said,
the
no
Christmas
Cynthia.
Card party, no Cynthia. But I just want you to know it's happening. I just want you to know.
From now on, will you do that if I don't get invited to something?
Totally. Okay. But I do have a paper calendar too. And where I'm challenged is I am like next month challenged. Mm. Next month is a million years away. When I'm in the current mm-hmm. month. And if you mm-hmm. say something about January or whatever, if we're in January and you're talking about February 3rd, I'm like, sure. Fine. But it come to February 3rd, I'm like, shoot, how did this get here? I can't when I'm at the end of 1 month, I'm real bad about the next month. So, you know.
And you know what else is really insulting? And then we got to get to what we're doing here. But real insulting is one time I asked Heather if we could do something. And she's like, yeah, let me send you my Calendly or whatever that thing's called, where it's something you send to a complete stranger. And I was like, are we not better friends that you can't just text me a few dates that I have to go through like your virtual assistant to like have lunch? Like, what is this? So,
And then
I do
you
think
filled out the Calendly and I was like, oh, no, wait, actually, I can't do that. Oh, no.
She's like, I have a facial that day.
No,
I'm like,
I know.
I was like, I'm
only
just not. I will not.
In my whole life.
That was one of them.
Okay, well, there you go.
So how are we going to solve this?
We need help. And we have decided to add this little fun feature to Sidetracked where we bring on a professional to help us.
Well, don't act like we're going to do it every time because we're not that professional, but we're doing it today.
It's a feature. A feature.
Oh, okay. Means, like, once F-E-A-T.
Yeah. Every once in a while. And so I'm going to unmute this person. Laurel, welcome to Sidetrack. It's you. Okay, so are you Laurel Denise? Like, set the people straight.
My business is Laurel Denise, also my name and middle name.
Got it.
In fact, Laurel Denise.
Okay.
But most of my friends call me Lolly. Actually, mostly everyone calls me Lolly. Yeah. Lolly. It was it's my nickname. It's been my nickname since I was two, and I couldn't say Laurel. I said Lolly.
Yeah.
And so that's why people, like, my staff refers to me as Lolly, so people get confused.
No, she has a staff, Heather. She's already a professional.
No. Here's the deal.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, they're like two of my best friends.
Here's the story, Morning Glory. We have done an episode together. We have talked about how do you do this side hustle business and live your life as a mom. And Lolly? Is that what you said?
Let's go by Lolly, Heather. I feel like you helped me raise my kids. You're going to call me Lolly.
Heather, what's your middle name?
Christine. Heather? I have a Christ-centered name.
Oh, I'm gonna start calling you Heather Christine because I like that she goes by Laurel Denise.
It's two names.
Lolly, go on.
Lolly, I'm so impressed. I don't know if we'll have this video available to people, but I'll tell Cynthia. Do you see her neon sign behind her?
Oh, yeah,
that is Lolly's handwriting, and she can make it this big. That's perfectly. And so she sent me a bracelet that said "Don't Mom Alone" on it, in that handwriting. And had these beautiful earrings, and I'm all obsessed with jewelry. And then pivot, we've got Laurel Denise planners all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I'll take a Heather Christine bracelet if that's all you got. I mean, anything
done
at this point.
She's out of the biz.
I'm done. I'm out
totally
of it.
I
wouldn't even have the materials to make the bracelet for you, Cynthia. It's gone.
So what's going on with the calendar situation?
Yeah, okay. So tell us. Like,
I need to know.
We need to know. Help us. So are you, obviously you're paper, but are you also digital? Like, did you hear Cynthia? She said yes, she did both.
Yeah, I am not digital because I really need to write things down and see it in order to, like, commit it to memory. It has to be written down for me. However, I think the value, like, Heather, what you were saying about your husband, like the Google invites, and Cynthia, you need it in all places at all times. My assistant and the creative gal here, and also my husband, has a digital planner. Like, they all put everything digitally, like their schedule, their appointments, so that they can carry it around. It just is, like, logical sense. But the thing that's missing for digital for me and for all of those people is, like, our lists, like what we're actually doing with our day, or our plans or our ideas, or even just, like, your daily task list. And that is where paper comes in for me. There is a way to do that digitally. Like, you can kind of put no time and it goes above. Like, I'm thinking a Google Calendar, which is what I used to do. But I was missing this, like, all these other lists that really help me run my life and are just, like, a constant noise in the background for me. Like, what do I want to do next month, Heather? Like, that list. Like, what's coming up next month? What do I want to do? What am I brainstorming? What have I delegated? What do I want to follow up on? This week, don't forget, pack special thing for your kid for school. There's, like, no place for that in a digital calendar.
Well, and the things that you've – and Laurel, the things – sorry. And Lolly, the things Laurel's that fine. You've done, all the things you've done already that weren't on the list, but then you write them in to check them off.
Oh, 100%.
Because I'm an Enneagram 3 and an achiever.
Same.
And so then I have to write in all the things I did that I didn't think to put on my list and check them off, right? I know we're all doing this. So, okay. So talk to us about, if you don't mind, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Like, what are the calendar supplies? Like, I saw something on your socials about, like, erasable type pens. I think it was more of a joke, but is that real? Is that not a joke? What do I need?
It's a whole thing. So erasable Papermate? Pens, they're Pilot friction erasable pens. Mm. They're amazing. And you can, like, okay, our schedules are always changing. Like, I think I changed this appointment. We changed it a few times. And it's like
Calendly.
But, like, if you're a planner girl, or if you're even have a touch of perfectionism, it's tough to, like, cross out or white out or anything. And also, it's just, like, extra work. This you can just erase and it just goes away. Mm. And then you can write over it, or you can write it in a new spot or whatever. And then it's clean. Then your planner is clean. You know what I mean?
Okay. I love this. I must have this. Let me ask a similar question to this, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So when I'm writing things, I am doing a bunch of interviews right now for this book coming up. And so what
she has, I a book coming out, if you didn't know. It's called Life is Messy, God is Good. Okay.
Thanks, Heather.
PR.
I'd like a calendar invite on that. Okay, so listen, I thought I was being so smart on my paper calendar, and I highlighted every place it was an interview. Well, then I thought that because I used the wrong color highlighter, I thought I crossed it out and changed it, and so I missed it because I thought I crossed it out, and I was like, we're on like month one. I've already screwed this up. So then I start this highlighting system, like it's chaos. So can you explain to me? Like everyone knows we need a pen. Let's get an erasable pen. Do you have like a system for like these are kind of the more important things? Because that like that's more important, a PR interview, than like, you know, the dog needs to get washed or whatever. Like
how do we get organized?
I sort of approach my planner like I'm organizing three things. My schedule. So maybe you have a dog washing appointment and that needs to go into your schedule. But for sure, your interviews are going into your schedule, right? Like that's like for sure they're always there. My task list and then just my general lists. So those things are separate. Like if you
like
just
on
have
your
to
calendar.
Wash your dog. Yeah, it's literally I put a washi tape line in between the weekly thing, which everybody can see on the socials. Like well, I post my planner all the time and I just put – I have like a weird format one where you can see your month at the same time as your week and stuff.
Ugh,
so I just put
amazing.
A line through. It's just my brain, you know, need it. And on the top is my task list and on the bottom is my schedule because for me – I don't think you can manage your time until you manage your tasks. Like they're in line. These things are like two hands holding together. Like those things, you can't add up, like put a ton of tasks on a day if you're like having 12 interviews. Also, you need to wash your dog. Like those things, that's not going to happen if you have that appointment. I feel like sometimes people overcomplicate planning. You see it all on the internet. It looks perfect. People have like 25 colors they use, all the stickers. I think you need a black erasable pen and maybe you put a star, Cynthia, on the things that are like your interview. And also really boiling it down simply is if you just look at that planner in the black and white, if you just use a black pen and you're just looking at it, you and paying attention to it and not just writing it down, but actually referencing it again, you're going to remember it. Like you're going to see that you have an interview that day. You're going to review it the day before, maybe your plan for the day. You're going to review it in the morning while you're having coffee, like what's coming up for today. And if you didn't have that whole complicated system that you tried to jump in and be an Enneagram 3 and be like, I'm going to win this thing. I'm going to be the best player in the world. If you didn't have that highlight system, you probably would have made the interview. Like if it were simpler.
Like you overcomplicated it.
Yeah. Oh. Like you overcomplicated. Okay.
That's the one I have.
This is November. I'm just showing it. Sorry, guys. Okay. Y'all can't see this, but there's November. But this is my to-do list. That's a whole separate sheet.
Yeah, that's a whole separate thing.
That's too much. We need pictures of that. Yeah,
I feel like that needs to be in the same-ish place.
Yeah.
If you can get it. Or just laying right next to each other on the desk would work.
This is what I like, that this has my schedule and my to-dos right next to each other.
Yeah.
So I can see where there's blank spots and I can say, oh, I could do those in those blank spots on my schedule. Mm-hmm. And then if I don't get to it, I circle it and I write it on to the next day.
Yeah.
So at the risk of boring people to death with our Heather Christine and I's issues with calendaring, let it out for us here, Lolly. Well, you have
an amazing planner.
Planners.
I do.
I need one.
But I really think there are so many good planners out there. So it's like not just mine. My layout is just help somebody who's doing a lot of stuff, which I think is probably most of the viewers.
What's your top tip for 2024? What's your top tip? Like someone's heading into the year. They want to do this better. They want to keep track of things. And I heard you like keep your tasks and your schedule so you know how much you need to do. Keep a future list. What needs to be done now.
Yeah.
Erasable pens too. Yeah. Don't forget that.
Oh, erasable
I'm
pens,
all in.
Girl. And sticky notes too. Those are really good too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sticky notes are great. I think getting what's in your brain out of your head as much as possible so you can concentrate on the appointments that you have that day and the tasks you would like to do that day. I brain dump constantly just to literally, it's almost like that sieve in Harry Potter that they take it out. Dumbledore like puts it in the thing. It's like,
yes.
Take it out and put it down. And then if you can and you have time and you have the brain space, separate those things onto days. I say like assign yourself reasonable deadline days or just days you're going to get that task done. And if you can see your schedule at the same time, then you know when you actually have the capacity that day to get it done. You know, Heather, yeah. I think sometimes, like you were saying, you circle it and you put it on the next day. And I think a lot of people can be trapped by like, oh, I didn't actually get everything done that day. Like I sort of failed. Like I can never get everything done, you know, and this whole story begins in their mind. But like, it's just, I do that all the time. Like I make a planner and I do that all the time. And it's just like, it's just writing things out as much as you and as often as you need to and just assigning them a day and being realistic about it. So I feel like that wasn't a top tip, but,
brain dump.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like brain dump. I live and die by my lists and it's just make lists, like use them and organize your lists. You know?
And I guess one encouraging word from nobody needs an encouraging word from a three when it comes to calendaring. I promise you. But let me just say one thing. I have had to train myself that this is not a report card. I don't have to give myself a grade at the end of the day. Yeah. And so I think because I was a lawyer for so long and you're billing hours. And so if I didn't bill a certain number of hours, it wasn't. So like to me, every day at the end of the day, I'd be like, that was an A day or that's a C or whatever. And that's how I am with lists. And so I would just say going into this new year for all of us, maybe like a little grace here and we're doing the best we can and be realistic. I mean, if y'all could see my list right here for today, there's no way this is all happening.
That's
and
for I'm going to go to bed.
Yes. And I'm going to go to bed and be like, oh man, that's a C+. And so I'm training myself and I think we all need to train ourselves. Like it's not a report card at the end of the day.
It's not. And I wonder, Cynthia, if you could make a room. Weekly to-do list instead.
That would be seven pages
each day.
Long.
But I mean, like each day you were like picked some things off of it. Instead, yeah. You know?
It sounds like these are
and
all
then
like
you can't
priorities.
Grade yourself.
These are all priorities. They have to be done today.
No, they don't have to be done today, but it's Friday. That's part of the thing. It's the end
yes,
of the week.
Yes, the end
though,
of the
right?
week.
And you just want to knock them out before you get in the new week and 100%. All that. But yeah.
And well, honestly, that looks overwhelming. But you probably a lot of those tasks are like 2 minutes long. Like it's like shoot this Some email off, you know?
I probably already did. Just yeah, I put them on there to check them off for all we know, y'all. So are you guys just promo this? Are y'all going to have a conversation?
We already did.
That everyone
it already
tune
came
in
out
more?
In December. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I apologize for that. I'm sure I've heard
You've already
it.
Listened to it, Cynthia.
It's fine, everyone. I'm going back to listen. Okay. So it's out in December and y'all are talking about all these things. Yeah. And so they'll get a deeper dive.
Yeah. But we're just thankful that we got to talk with a real Slally. Fan. Yeah.
A real fan.
Of the
Huge
show.
Huge fan.
Yes. Thank you for joining
authentically.
Us. Yeah. Yeah. Authentically. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all can see clips of her laughing as we were recording. So.
Yeah. And that means that, you know what? There's three people besides
we have three
our moms
people.
That like this show.
Three people.
Three people.
And my best friend listens too. She was Four. Like, you got to listen to
thanks,
these
bestie.
Sidetracked ones. They're hysterical.
That's good. Well, yeah. Thanks for getting sidetracked with the new year and calendaring with us. And Cynthia, make sure you enter to win to come on the show. Anyone? Who's listening now? And
Bueller. Anyone?
And I've got a big surprise for Cynthia you will not want to miss in our next episode. So join us back here in February. It's big time.
Thanks, everyone.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Happy New Year, y'all. I feel like my year is starting with a lot of unknowns, and those unknowns will be known by the end of the year, which is wild to me. And so a lot of, that discernment, that's probably my word of the year, I think I said. Also, don't forget to enter our giveaway. All you have to do is pre-order Cynthia's book, which you're going to want anyway. Life is messy. God is good. A link is in the show notes. And then click on that Google form. In the form, you're going to put in your name, your email, and your order number from your pre-order. And we're going to pick someone to join us for our March episode. We'll record it sometime in February. And if you're in Dallas, you can join us here live in the studio. If you're remote, no problem. You've got kids. I get it. We will just Zoom you /Riverside you in, and it's going to be amazing. We would love to chat with you. So make sure you enter to win. I'm going to pray over our new year. That's what I'm going to do. Lord, I thank you that we know you're sovereign and that you already know all that this next year holds. The good and the hard and everything in between. And I pray that while the beginning of a year feels monumental, that truly the answer to that overwhelm is daily dependence on you and communicating with you. And I pray, Lord, for personally you guiding me and helping our family discern next steps for our kids and where they're going to be in school and any other decisions that cross our path this year. I pray for parents who are in similar places. I pray for families who are just feeling stressed and overwhelmed, that you would be their ever-present help in the messiness of life. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all. I'll meet you back here on Monday, actually, for a regular episode of the Don't Mom Alone podcast. And have a great weekend. Adios.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Don't Mom Alone podcast. If you're wanting to connect with more people and more resources to help remind you that you're not alone, head over to don'tmomalone.com. That's where you'll also find show notes with any links mentioned by our guests. Most importantly, I want you to know the good news, the great news that you're not alone because God has promised to always be with you. With faith in Jesus Christ, the one who died for you and rose again, Jesus said when he left, he was going to leave a helper, a comforter, to be with us. God in us. Moms, that's superpower. So while you're washing dishes at your kitchen sink, while you're driving to and from work, while you're feeding that baby late into the night, while you're cleaning sticky floors, God promises to be just as present with you as when you're worshiping in a church pew. As it says in Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He takes great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love, and he will rejoice over you with singing. Now that's good news. Have a great day.